We would be honored if you would join us.
Ojaba. Ojaba.
It's a trap.
Bug.
Hnífur.
No, I'd be like taking the whole empire myself.
Þessi hnífur á að vera þungur.
On target.
We're too close.
Stay on target.
You may fire when ready.
Sir, the possibility of successfully navigating an asteroid field is approximately 1,720 to 1.
Never tell me the odds.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello there.
And welcome to Thule Squadron Radio. My name is Gísli.
And I am Egill.
So, episode, what, 18?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, I think so too. Okay, what were you going to talk about today? Oh, yeah, we have no guest.
We have no guest.
Yeah, so it's just us boring us. Nothing.
Us boring us?
Yeah, man, no.
Okay, fine. No, we'll... I don't think we'll have any trouble filling the air.
No. Well, we're going to talk about 2.0. No, more 2.0.
More of it. We're going to cover Rebels.
Actually, we're going to talk a little bit about 1.0 as well. Yes. What? What? Yeah. Okay, we have already talked about the conversion kit for Scum and Imperial. So,
right.
What's left is Rebels.
Rebels.
Yep, that's your cup of tea, right?
That's my playground.
Yeah. And I gotta say, it's looking quite nice, some of it.
Sure.
Obviously, we're not gonna talk about everything, like... And
no.
I think we should keep it a little bit more refined than we have.
All right.
What do you say about that?
Sounds good. We're probably not gonna. we'll probably jabber on, but
we'll try to
keep it simple.
Yeah. Okay. Rebels. Let's start with the A-wings. That's your favorite ship, probably.
That is my favorite ship, yes.
Yeah. And I gotta say, the A-wings look quite nice. The stat line and everything for 2.0.
Well, the stat line is, unchanged, right?
Oh, yeah, no, I'm thinking about the action bar and the vector thruster thingy they have.
So, yeah.
So they are allowed to do a red boost action.
After every other action, except, of course, boost.
Yeah.
So after the, interceptor, it's one of the craft that can actually do a boost and barrel.
Yeah.
That's untrue. It can do a barrel, then a boost.
Yeah. And the interceptor can do both, really.
Yeah, they boost and barrel boost, whatever, because they're the interceptor.
Mm-hmm.
And we have three red dice. A-wing gets shafted again with two red dice and not the same maneuverability as an interceptor.
Oh, well. No, but still.
Yeah.
The A-wings will have missile slots. We know that. It has been confirmed. They will probably be a bit cheaper than the interceptors. I will hope so.
Yeah, they always have been. I mean, the cheapest you can get an A-wing today is 15 points.
Yeah, that's because you got the title.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
nevertheless, it's a cheaper craft.
Yeah, but before the title, they were kind of the same points.
What's the cheapest interceptor?
In 17 points, I think.
Ah, okay.
So, yeah. They
were basically the same.
yeah. Before the title. Yeah, but, Anyway, the interceptor. The A-wings, they look really nice. And I think we get three of them in the conversion kit.
Yeah. So, I'm going to have to get two conversion kits.
Yeah.
I have five A-wings, I think.
I can trade you one of my A-wings if I can get one of your Phantoms.
That's actually a good idea.
Yeah. Because we only get two Phantoms.
Yeah.
And I have four.
Yeah, of course you do. Of Mr. course. Sum of All Fears.
Oh, that's a nice list. Yeah. Okay. We have more.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
We have more.
Oh, Sabine. Oh, we have Sabine here. Sabine crew for Rebels.
Yeah. And it's...
Oh my, she looks... She's not as nasty as she was, but still she's nasty.
She's just different kind of nasty.
Yeah. It says, setup, place one ion, jam, stress, and tractor beam token on this card.
Yeah.
After a ship suffers the effect of a friendly bomb, you may remove one ion, jam, stress, or tractor token from this card. If you do, that ship gains a matching token. So... Yeah. Yeah, that's... Oh.
I just realized the wording on this, after a ship suffers. That means you can bomb your own ship and place a tractor token on it.
Yeah, probably. I don't see why you shouldn't. Or couldn't. I see a lot of reasons why you shouldn't.
Yeah. There's going to be that one time
yeah.
when you can actually do it, and it helps you from getting shot by, you know, all the Phantoms.
No.
Yeah, but this adds a different kind of control to Rebel faction.
And it's not giving away just one single damage without being able to dodge it or anything. It's just... Yeah, I like it. I like it more. Well, I like it more than Sabine now. I hate Sabine now.
Yeah, she's kind of. Yeah, it's probably an NP.
Broken.
One of the NPs out there.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Okay, we have. We have the X Wings, the Blue Squadron pilots. What's different? We have the dial. They have three sloops. No, sorry.
No, three T-rolls.
T-rolls, yeah. So.
Yeah, that's actually been implemented with the servofoils fix mm-hmm. in the latest Rebel pack.
Yep.
So this in the 2.0, it's mm-hmm. just integrated in them normally.
Mm-hmm.
Which is nice.
It's really nice. It's going to get a little time to get used to those, many of those spaceships, I mean, those dials. Because I flew against you with the T-65s, and when you, I think you did once or twice that talon roll, and I did not see that coming.
No, yeah. That is a good addition to the dial, although yeah. the X-Wings do not have linked actions.
No.
Well, non-integrated, normally at least.
Well,
maybe we'll have some upgrades that can add them. But they look like they have pretty poor
mm-hmm.
poor action economy at the moment.
Yeah, but you will gain the boost action, I think, from the S-Files, right? You get the title.
Is there a second edition title?
Yeah, I think released? So. Yeah, I think so. It says the same.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, that's fine then.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe the flight assist, the Astromech, will still be there.
Maybe we don't know that. Yep. I don't think so. I haven't seen it yet, but maybe it just hasn't been spoiled, or I just haven't seen it.
Yeah, sure. I mean, yeah. It looks pretty basic, the X-Wing at the moment, but with the upgrade slot, it's available to them with the Astromech, and possibly the, you know, the S-Foils thingy, it can get exciting.
And of course, now with the three attack dice are going to matter now. Three dice attack is a tough attack, I think.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Okay. Y-Wings. What's different about Y-Wings?
Well, actually, they have a integrated turret now.
No, they don't.
Really?
No, they don't have
just
a turret.
Just turret slot?
They have a turret slot.
Oh. Yeah. I thought they had the primary...
No, look at the card. It's just a primary...
Looking. Oh, yeah, just a forward-facing two-point attack.
But it gets a barrel roll and a reload action.
Which are red, yes, it does. It does focus and target lock. 6 and 2, so they changed the shields versus hull. And actually, they did that on the X-Wing as well. Now it has 4 hull and 2 shields, going back a little bit. But
Yeah.
And the dial on the Y-Wing now has a green one bank. Wasn't it white before?
Yeah, I think so.
Basically, and a 3 forward is white. Yeah, it used to be that. And 4 is red. 3 heart is red. Yeah, so at the moment, it looks kind of the same. It'll be interesting what kind of upgrade slots, combos you can do with it. If it stays non-entity, or if you can do something clever with it.
Oh, by the way, the A-Wing, it gets a 3 sloop now.
Oh, yeah.
For 2.0.
Yeah, it foregoes the 3 K-turn and gets sloops.
Yeah, but
that is actually going to be extra nice for the A-Wings.
Yep, because you still have the K-turn, just not the 3 one. You have the 5 one.
Five K-turn and 3 sloops.
Really nice, really nice.
Yep, it's going to be one of the best dials in the game.
Yeah, definitely. It's similar to the interceptor dial. Kind of. Okay.
Except it has the 5 forward green, and the interceptor doesn't have that?
Wow. No, it has... Oh. Wait, in 1.0, it was... 5 forward was white, I think, but all the other ones were green. Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that because that was the only advantage to the interceptor.
Okay, B-wings. Are B-wings gonna matter now? We don't know.
Yeah, it depends on the point cost.
Yeah, of course.
The stat line is pretty similar. It's 3 attack, 1 in defense. It has changed the hull value to 4 and the shields to 4. That's the current trend in second edition.
Yep.
Gets 1 linked action, a focus to a barrel. And otherwise, it has target lock and white barrel.
Okay.
It does not, however, have a focus action. Only focus linked to a barrel.
Yeah, but I think you can do the first action.
Okay, so it's not considered one action.
Because it's a white focus to a red barrel roll, I'm pretty sure you can just do the focus if you like to.
Sure.
But I don't know. Yeah. It might just be if you do the focus, you have to barrel. I don't know. I haven't played a game. I haven't really watched the proxy games.
Me either.
I really need to do that.
Yeah.
We should.
That's a good idea. Yeah, let's good pause idea. For a... We'll be right back.
Okay, but the dial. Right. The dial It gets a one talent roll.
One talent roll. Yeah. It yeah. It continues to be the very tight space jouster thingy.
Yeah.
With the 2K turn.
Yeah.
And the three hearts are red. The four forward is red, and it adds, like you said, a 1K T roll.
And to not be able to do one of those, I think you have to be right smack in the middle of a two base, a large spaceship. Not to be able to pull those one. If you're a little bit on the sides, I think you can always manage to talon roll too.
Oh, yeah.
But if you're right smack in the middle, I think you don't clear.
All right.
Yeah.
I haven't checked out the math on that, but no. You might be right.
But that probably, yeah, might be.
But with all those red maneuvers, it has like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8 red maneuvers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's going to almost... It has to have advanced sensors.
Yeah.
Or you'll be actionless, like normal on a beaming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, because of its function. You know, it's a short tight space jouster thingy.
Either that or a fire control, of course. Then.
Yeah. But yeah.
Then again, then you always have the target lock. Yeah. Well,
yeah. If you're shooting the same target.
Yeah.
Sure. But yeah, it looks like it's filling the same kind of role it does now, even though it's not really played, the B-wing that is. Mm-hmm. So it'll be interesting to see how they're gonna cast the B-wing. And I'm excited for it because B-Wing's probably my second favorite after the A-Wing.
Yep. Okay. TIE Fighter. We already talked about the TIE Fighter. It's the same.
Yeah. Spectre 5. Sabine Wren.
Yep.
Yeah, she has the same kind of ability.
The dial is the same. Stats are the same. Everything's the same.
Yeah, so it's just gonna be flavored towards the rebel with what kind of upgrades you can put on it.
Yeah, probably. Okay.
Because you can do some pretty interesting thing with a TIE fighter in Rebels right now in 1.0.
Yep.
I hope they keep that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they will. They will. I think so. Okay. Mm-hmm. The attack shuttle.
Yep.
We have Ezra here. while you defend or perform an attack, if you're stressed, you may spend one force to charge up two of your focus. Okay. It uses the force ability. And then the attack shuttle says it has an integrated title on it called Locked and Loaded. While you're docked, after your carrier ship performs a primary attack or a turret attack, it may perform a bonus primary rear attack.
Okay. So it can shoot out the butt after it shoots.
Yeah.
All right. But it's interesting to see that Ezra Bridger only has a pool of one force. Of course, it regenerates.
Mm-hmm.
And the attack shuttle seems to have... Yeah, it has the 3-2, but has 3 hull and 1 shield now. So it has 1 instead of 2 and 2.
Yeah, it was 2 and 2. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Anything with the dial? I have no idea how the dial looked like. I never flew it.
It looks like it's pretty much the same.
Yep.
I don't remember if the 1 heart and 3 heart were both red. I think so.
Mm-hmm.
But in second edition, it'll be that way.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And it has a linked action, barrel into an evade.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Let's check out the other.
Yeah, the Cetapede. I actually bought another Cetapede today, so I have two of them now. Woohoo!
Congrats.
Yeah, why did I do that? Yes, because you get two of them in the conversion kit. I thought, okay, I might sometimes fly double Cetapede, I don't know. Maybe. Of course, I'm not filling every ship in the conversion kit, but I'm kind of taking a look at it now to see what I need.
Yeah.
Because
Nexus has a sale!
Yes!
Our local game store.
Yeah, 40% discount on X-Wing stuff, so...
That's cool.
Buying a few ships now, just to fill up the conversion kits.
Good idea.
Yeah, I bought three. The Cetapede, yes. And I bought another Hawk. Yay!
I might do that.
Yeah. I bought another Hawk. Jespers would be proud. Mr. Well, Hawk lover. Yeah, and yeah. I bought an Inquisitor TIE as well. I only had one, so.
Right. Mm-hmm. We're talking about the Cetapede.
Yep.
And it, of course, has a title on it, Calm Shuttle, which reads, while you're docked, your carrier ship gains a coordinate. Before your carrier ship activates, it may perform a coordinate action.
Yeah.
So, it's before it activates, not at the end of turn or anything like that.
No.
Which is kind of cool.
Yep, it is.
Change that.
And obviously we're looking at AP5 here. And AP5 has a calculate instead of focus.
Yeah.
But the other one...
Continuing the trend of all the droids calculate instead of focus.
Yep.
And the only two actions available to AP5 is calculate and coordinate.
Yep.
And one thing interesting about the dial, it has a one backwards.
Oh, yeah. Wow. I didn't notice that.
Yeah.
Sweet. Okay.
And the one forward is green. Or blue, in this case.
Okay.
So again, one forward, one backward, one forward, one backward. Stay in one place for the whole game, almost.
Yeah, but that's Would you do that with that ship? No.
Yeah, some fortressing might do that.
Okay. Well. Fortressing, that's a whole different subject, I think.
Sure, yeah. Otherwise, the dial looks like it's pretty much the same. The K is a 3, and 4 forward is red. 3s are, 3 hearts are red as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
1, 2 forward, 3 forward, was that green?
Are you asking me?
I'm not sure. Might be.
Okay, we have the VCX as well.
Yeah.
Okay, it has a title, Tail Gun. While you have a docked ship, if you have a primary rear weapon with an attack value equal to your docked ship's primary forward attack value. Okay. So,
yeah.
Because it has a four red die in the front, If you have the attack shuttle, it will have 3 attack dice out on the back, and if you have the Cetapede, you're gonna have 2 of them.
Yep.
Okay.
That's fine. I mean, it makes sense. The attack shuttle makes you being able to shoot out the back after a primary or turret attack.
Yeah, definitely.
And then you get 3 attacks, three attack value attack out the back.
Yeah, I like this change.
Yeah.
And it loses the evade action. It gets a reinforce instead.
Mm-hmm.
And then the focus and the target lock.
Yeah.
Right.
And it has a 4-0 greens, 10 hull, 4 10 hull and 4 shields.
Mm-hmm. And oh yeah, about the VCX, because it will be possible to redock the other ships.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it has a title. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, this is interesting because the VCX used to have 6 shields.
Yeah.
So they didn't add it to the hull or anything. It just has less health.
Yeah.
Of 2 shields.
Yeah.
So it's that might be costed less.
Yeah, it might.
I mean, it's been the turret on it. I mean, the turrets in the game have been nerfed, quote unquote.
Yeah.
And one has less shields. It interaction with the dock ship has changed and is not as powerful as it was.
Yeah, but the thing is, the VCX was kind of cheap.
Was it though?
Yeah, it was. It was.
All right.
Yeah. It was kind of cheap, and now it has the reinforce. Okay, I give you that the reinforce has been nerfed, but mm-hmm. I still think reinforce is better than 1-evade-ish.
I don't know.
In most cases, I think if you, unless you're really really unlucky with the guessing.
Yeah, you might get better results, but if you're reinforcing, you might not get to use it either.
No, yeah, but that's true. That's true.
Yeah, so okay. It's a slight changes to a good ship.
Yeah.
Be again interesting to see how they cost it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, there will be a separate set of rules for defining the docking thingy. But the Phantom has a title that says you can dock at range 0 to 1.
Yeah.
So that might not be the case for other ships that have ships like that.
Yeah. We don't know if the same chat title, Phantom 2 title, is the same.
No, it's probably not the same.
Maybe.
I don't know. Okay.
No, wait.
What?
It's a title for Rebel Attack Shuttle or Sheathabit Class Shuttle.
Okay.
It's for both of them.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
So, cool. Okay, we have the Ossetuck gunship. That did get a red barrel. Whoop.
That makes sense.
And
they still have the focus and then the reinforce, nerfed reinforce action, which is probably just a good thing.
Yeah. But now there are 6 hull and 2 shields.
Yeah, which is 1 shield less.
Than it was, yeah. The dial has changed a little bit. It has a 0 hard stop now.
Yep.
So.
And it loses the 5 red forward.
Yeah. Yeah, but still, with a 180-degree arc, I think it's going to be a pretty nice ship.
Yeah, sure. It's got that got that special something.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Another case, the greens convert to blues, which are the same.
Mm-hmm.
So, very little changes to the Aztec.
Yep. Okay, but now we're on to the Hawk 290.
What? Yep.
And that thing looks really nice, I gotta say.
It has really nice potential, I have to say.
Yeah.
I'll just go over the greens.
Yeah.
The blues on it in 2.0 is the ones, the one bank, one forward, one are blue.
Yep.
And the 2 forward is also blue, but it adds the 3 forward as a blue as well.
Mm-hmm.
The 3 banks are no longer red, are now white, and it has added the 3 hearts, which come at red in the 2.0 version.
Weren't the 2 hearts as well, weren't they red? on that dial?
No, no, no. They were white.
Okay.
And it has a forward white now. It used to be red. Mm-hmm. So they've opened up the dial a bit.
Yeah, and add it to the dial. And,
yeah, they added the three hearts and all stop.
Yeah. Oh, nothing this more?
Nice. No.
Okay.
They just changed the colors of the intensity of the maneuvers.
Somehow my memory was like there wasn't anything on the dial.
Yeah. I mean, that's because everything that was fast, like three bank and four forward, was red.
Yeah.
So it was really limiting. So you were basically just doing twos.
Yeah,
all game long.
That's not what I was talking about. I felt like when I was flying the Hawk, those a few times, I kind of felt like I had to turn the dial like three rounds just to get to the next thing on the dial.
Yeah.
It was
spacious.
Yeah, it was spacious.
Sure. Okay. I mean, of course, they added three extra mm-hmm. maneuvers on it.
Yeah. Okay, it has a two turret.
Two turret, yeah.
Yep. Two agility now. No, it did have.
Yeah, it had that.
It now has three hull instead of four, and two shields instead of one.
Yeah, so they beefed it. Yeah. A little bit.
Okay, and then it has a focus to a turret maneuvering thingy.
Yeah, linked action into changing the turret, yeah. And target lock into the turret.
And it has a red boost action.
Yep.
And a white turret changing thingy.
Yeah.
What is it called? Turret changing thingy.
That's an excellent name, I think. It'll only be known as turret changing thingy.
Yeah, I'm calling it turret changing thingy. Yeah.
Gisli Trendsetter.
Yeah, I'm gonna copyright it. Okay.
So it also and it has a jam.
No. Yeah, it's jam. Sorry, I was thinking of scramble. Red. Okay, red jam, and I gotta say, jam is a really nice action. At least in first edition.
Yeah. it's nice.
It's nice.
It's good against a few ships. If you're playing against a ship.
Oh yeah.
It's much more powerful than if you're playing against a swarm.
Yeah, of course.
So,
okay.
So that's nice.
We get the Moldy Crow title, and that works both for Rebel and the Scum 290.
Yep.
And that says gain a primary weapon value of 3.
Yep.
So you will have a primary weapon, just front arc, mm-hmm. 3 and a 2 turret. That's quite nice. And then says, like the old Moldy Crow, during the end phase, do not remove up to 2 focus tokens. So you can't stack up like 15 of them.
No.
And then lose them all because of other...
Old Turok.
Old Turok, yeah.
Nope.
Nothing like that.
Yeah. Okay. But that's a nice thing, because now you can turn the turret to the flanks of the ship and you still have the primary weapon and the forward arc.
Mm-hmm.
But I think there's like a gunner crew that makes you be able to, after you do a primary weapon thing,
mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You can then shoot your turret.
Yep, it is. But that's so going to cost. I've been told those turret double shooting things, they're going to cost a lot.
Yeah, you're going to pay the premium.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
But that's nice. If you wanna go that route, you're going to pay for it. So.
Sure.
And that's okay. Like so many other things. The U-Wing. We have the U-Wing.
The U-Wing. And it's called the UT60. Is that a D? 600.
No, it's 60D, I think.
60D Ewing.
Yeah. And
so technical.
Yeah, it's 3 and 2, and 5 and 3 for Hall and Shields. Is there any change in that?
Oh yeah, it used to be 4 and 4.
Okay. Okay.
So it has the same attack value. It has one more agility. It used to be a 1 agility ship.
Okay.
And they changed the shields into a hull, like in so many ships. And
gains a coordinate.
A red coordinate, yeah.
Yep.
That's pretty sweet. And also, let's see the dial. The Ewing dial is like 1, 2, 3. It's seems like it's pretty much unchanged. Yeah, it's the same dial.
Okay.
So it just keeps the only red numbers are hard stop, and the ones are green. The one bank, one forward, and two bank, two forwards are green. So same thing.
Okay. It gets a title, the pivot wing.
Mm-hmm.
I only have the closed side though. while you defend, roll one fewer defense die. After you execute a zero stop maneuver, you may rotate your ship 90 or 180 degrees.
Right.
Before you activate, you may flip this card. So it adds the 90 degree there as well.
Yeah, which is interesting. You can do a zero stop and turn. Yeah. That's kind of dirty.
Yeah.
That's cool. That's kind of unprecedented. So it's nice to have something unique to the ship.
It's a good ability, but it comes with a price because you roll one fewer defense die.
Yeah. Before you activate. Yeah. So. Yep.
Okay. Then we have the K-Wing. Whoop, whoop.
My fave.
BTL something. K-Wing. 68, 58 something.
Yeah. BTL 58 K-Wing.
Yeah.
And the K-Wing will be a medium base. And it has no linked action, although it keeps the focus target lock slam. It can change the facing of its primary turret valued at 2.
The turret and changing thingy.
The turret changing thingy.
Yep.
Copyright.
Yep.
Pending. and it has the reload action.
Yep.
It comes at 6 hull and 3 shields.
And it has the bow tie turret.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
All turrets are like that.
No, not the Hawk, for example. Not
isn't
all,
it?
No. There are two types of turrets. The Y-Wing has one sided turret, and the Hawk only has one sided turret. The K-Wing has the bow tie.
Yeah. Oh, so the Hawk only can shoot out one side.
Yep.
And the front with the title.
Yeah.
All right. Did not catch that before.
Oh.
Okay, so it has, that double-sided turret.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. The dial is the same. Same crappy dial.
Mm-hmm.
With very limited things.
Yeah, but still, there's nothing red on it.
Yeah, but
the only way
that would just be stupid.
Yeah, but the only way for the K-Wing to get stressed is either to run over debris or get stressed by something else. There is no red action or no red thing on the dial.
That is true.
So you always have everything open. That's quite nice.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay, then we have the modified YT-1300 light freighter.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the what was the other one called?
The other one?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The new Falcon. That was not the not a modified. Oh. That was something else.
That was called
the customized. That was customized. YT 1300. It's a different ship.
Yeah, a totally different thing.
Okay.
Customized, yeah, yeah, YT 1300 light freighter. Yeah. Yeah, but it's now it's modified and it gains the one in attack turret.
Yep.
Because it has a turret value double sided at three.
And it has a three sloop. Whoop whoop.
Yeah. Red.
Yeah.
So if you put Ray, it's probably white. Maybe. Yeah.
One can hope.
The modified YT gains two shields from the scum version, because the scum version only has three shields.
Yeah, but the scum version can use the... Oh, well, we'll talk about that later on.
Oh, yeah, later on.
Yeah.
Okay. But so it loses a 3, 1, 8, and a 5.
Yeah, but it loses the one heart turn.
Yes.
Gains a 3 heart instead. Right.
Gains 3 heart and 3 sloops. Mm-hmm. Four, yeah. Otherwise, 3 forward. I should actually know this, if it used to be green or not, considering the how many times I've flown it. Yeah, it was white. The 3 forward was white.
Okay.
And now it is green.
Yeah.
So, I knew that.
And there's no evade action on it.
That is true.
But it gets it a boost.
A red boost. It has the focus target lock and that turret moving thingy.
Yeah. Whoop. But you get a title. While you defend, it's a Rebel modified YT-1300. So it's a Rebel one. While you defend, if you are evading, you may reroll one defense dice. So, and you gain the evade action.
Yeah, so if you evade, you have the... Yeah, nice. Mm-hmm. That's nice.
But it's a reroll.
Yep. Okay. And, of course, you can slap the engine upgrade on there.
Yep. Make
the boost a white boost instead of a red.
Yep, you can do that. And that's filthy.
It is.
Yep. Okay. Now we have the YT-2400 light freighter.
Yes. Yeah, this is your favorite 2.0 thing.
Yeah.
And why? Because it has a 4 primary turret double sided of 4.
Yeah. And a white moving thingy. Turret movie thingy.
Yeah, white turret, but a red barrel.
Yeah. But still, it has the sensor blind spot. While before primary attack, attack range 0 to 1, do not apply the range 0 to 1 bonus and roll one fewer attack dice. So it has kind of, it's a semi donut, but you are still rolling 3 dice.
Are you?
Yeah, you only roll because, one pure attack die.
Because while you perform a primary weapon, a primary attack at attack range 0 to 1, do not apply the range 0 to 1 bonus, and roll one fewer attack die.
Yeah, so you're rolling.
That sounds three. Like you. That sounds like it's rolling 2.
No. It's a primary weapon, so you would in at. Range 0 to 1 bonus, you would be rolling 5 dice. So you're not gaining that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, so it's a 3. Yeah. It's a primary of 4, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you're rolling 3 at range 0 to 1.
Yeah.
Semi donut.
Yeah, but still 3 dice.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's still monstrous.
And I know Daz still has the disgusting, just, yeah.
It changed.
Yeah, while you move, you ignore obstacles.
Yeah, so it's you can't boost a barrel onto it.
No.
Or off it.
Yeah, but still, it's cheat mode.
Sure. It's slightly toned down cheat mode.
Yeah, it's like I call it. I forgot to read the rule book. Cheating. Yeah.
And like our good friend Piatny used to say, it was easy mode.
Oh yes.
But the dial is unchanged.
Yeah.
It has the same K and the same kind of whites, same kind of greens. Yeah. So that has not changed.
But then again, I know Daz will be priced at 98 points for beginning. So
all right.
So it will be expensive.
It's expensive because Daz, base Daz is 36, so plus the Outrider title and the heavy laser cannon. Mm-hmm. It's kind of similar, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is.
Title Outrider. It was priced at 48 with the normal upgrade, heavy laser cannon Outrider. So it's 2 points more.
Okay.
1 point more in 1.0 speak, 2 points more in 2.0 speak.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
So it's And it's slightly nerfed. So it's more expensive and slightly nerfed. So we'll see what happens to Daz Rendar in second edition.
And I know that the Luke Gunner crew, you know, that allows you to change the arc. That's going to cost 30 points, I think.
Holy cannoli. Jesus.
Yeah.
He's going to be one expensive turret-changing thingy.
Yeah. He's basically, you know, making your ship a 1.0 turret.
Yeah. What he's doing. Luke on the Wild Space Fringer or Daz Rendar.
Yeah.
And that's the list.
Yeah.
Almost.
Yeah. With the Outrider title, also, where you can move. If you move through an obstacle, I think you remove a target lock and you gain a focus or something, and then you attack with one more dice or something. It's ridiculous.
What?
Yeah, or something like that.
It's just a title that does all the things?
It was something nasty. I don't have it here, but I read it somewhere.
Okay. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, but that's going to cost as well. Like 20 points or
another
something.
30 points, so that's 160 points into Dash.
It was a semi-trick shot, but you removed the target lock, I think. Something like that.
Yeah, and gained a focus? Jesus.
No, I might be lying about that.
Okay. That's fine. We'll see.
We'll see. Okay. Bandit, this headhunter C95.
Yeah.
Yep. You like those ships? You gain a barrel. Woohoo!
I disagree. I don't like those ships. It's just a cheap filler, and it's such a terrible ship. It's really, really bad. But I've flown it so many times that you kind of it's a bit of a Stockholm syndrome maybe thing, because
it grows on you like a
fungi.
Like a beautiful mole. You don't want to get rid of it because you kind of like it now.
And I mean like a what's a girl called?
Beauty spots.
Crawford. What's the supermodel from the 90s?
Yeah, Cindy Crawford.
Cindy Crawford kind of thing.
Yeah, the beauty spot.
You heard it here on Thule Squadron Radio. Gisli is comparing the Bandit the headhunter to Cindy Crawford.
No, I didn't do that. I'm comparing it to Cindy Crawford's beauty spot.
No. All right. So the headhunters are the moles in your list.
No, you actually compared it to Cindy Crawford.
Mole, mole, mole.
I only mole, talked mole. About the mole, not on her.
Mole, mole, mole. All right.
Oh, whatever.
Right. That's okay. Kind of disgusting and disturbing, but okay.
Dial.
It does it have a dial in 2.0? Okay, it does. It has the same kind of case, three and wait, it didn't have double K turn.
No, didn't it only have 3K or only 4K?
It used to have only a 3.
Yeah, I thought so.
And a gain of 4K. That's okay, nice. And the 2s, otherwise, it and the 3 forward is blue now. Otherwise, it's the same.
Okay.
But it gains a red barrel.
Mm-hmm.
Yippee!
Shippy!
Yeah. And otherwise, the stats, the stat line are the same. 2-2-2-2.
Yeah.
Which is crap.
Yeah. They might be priced kind of the same, though.
Yeah, probably.
Maybe up 1 point... to be 25 points, so they're 12 and a half.
It really doesn't need to add the point cost to it to balance anything. It needs a reduction, if anything.
Maybe.
I mean, just compared to a TIE fighter, it's far inferior.
Yeah, maybe. Okay. That's all true. Right. Okay.
But it probably has a missile slot or something,
mm-hmm.
like it does in 1.0.
Yeah. Okay, we have the Eving.
We do, yes.
That stat line is 3-3-3-3 instead of 3-3-3-2.
That's right. So they beefed it up a little bit.
Yep. And I think the developers have said that they are comparing the Eving to the Defender. Only just a slight points reduction there. Defender is better. But it was supposed to be like that, so.
Yeah, I mean, the Defender is 3-3-3-4.
Yeah.
But and the actions on it.
That's probably only because of Krennic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. It has a focus and an evade, a target lock, and then it has linked actions, which are boost or a barrel into a red target lock.
Yep. Okay.
And the dial is changed.
Oh wait.
It has gained.
Yep.
One heart, which they make red.
Mm-hmm.
The one bank is now green from a white.
Yeah, instead of the 2-1.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. The twos are the two banks are now white instead of green. The forwards are green. 1, 2, 3, 4 are all green. Mm-hmm. 4 used to be white, so mm-hmm. now the 5 is the only forward which is white, and they added a 3 sloop.
Yeah, it somehow seems that the dial has everything. It's really packed.
Yeah. It keeps the 4K but loses the 3K instead of the sloops.
Yeah.
And the hard one is a nice addition to the Eving.
Yeah, it is.
Especially since it probably has a slot for advanced sensors.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it has.
And we have the pilot card for Corran Horn.
Yeah.
We have it here.
Yeah.
So, at initiative 0, you may perform a bonus primary attack against an enemy ship in your bullseye arc.
Mm-hmm.
If you do, the start of the next planning phase gain 1 disarm token.
Yep.
So, they change it. So, you shoot at palatial initiative, 0.
Mm-hmm.
Which is kind of makes sense, because that way you can't... No, you couldn't before. I wonder why they did that.
No, it's just everything they are making at the end of turn. It's Initiative Zero. It's just a wording.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's just a warning. Yeah. It happens almost at the same time.
Yeah. And, of course, the E-Wings, they have that integrated title or integrated thing.
Experimental scanners.
Yeah. You can acquire locks beyond range 3, but they cannot acquire locks at range 1.
Yeah, it's fine.
But, can they acquire a lock at range 0?
Looks like it. Yeah. But if they're range 0, they bump, then don't get an action.
No, I know that for now, but there might be cards in the future that allow you to do that.
Oh, sure. I mean, you can, if you're bumped from the previous round and you advance sensors, target lock, and then move.
Yeah. Okay. That should be possible then.
That's possible. Yeah, but it's strange that they should make it range 1 and not
range
0 to 1.
0 to 1, yeah.
Okay. Expert handling is,
It's just make a red barrel to a white one, right?
Sure. Yep.
Okay.
Like the engine upgrade, except does it for the barrel.
Okay, we have the ARC 170.
Yeah, but do we not have the dial for the ARC?
I don't have it here. I don't think so.
All right. But the stats on the ARC are 3 forward primary attack, 2 back primary attack, 1 agility, 6 hull, and 3 shields. Which actually
is it the same?
This is just the same ship.
Yeah.
Just with one added attack die in the front, title thingy integrated. So that's And now it has the red barrel. In addition to the focus and target lock, but no linked actions.
Okay.
Sure.
You think the 2.0 version of that ship will have movable foils?
All of them?
only four of them. You only need four of them. The two in the middle, they don't need to move.
Sure. maybe not.
It would look nice, though.
Oh, sure.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Okay. Anything big here? Let me see. We have talked about most of the ships, I think. Oh, yeah. We get a Han gunner card. It's just basically Han shoots first. He can shoot at Initiative 7.
Sure.
Yeah.
And you cannot attack from that again this round. So taking away gunner effects.
Yeah, from that. But he has the bow tie arm. So he might be able to shoot from the other one. Yeah, from the opposite turret. If you're able to.
Oh, you think it's defined that way?
Yeah.
That's interesting. So, okay, so you can put. All right, we'll see. See if this will play out that way.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Did you talk about poor Miranda?
No, I don't. I actually think she's a pretty solid ship, except for the fact that she doesn't have the powerful TLT.
Yeah.
There'll probably be some kind of nice use for it.
I mean, she dies now. That's a thing. She's able to die.
I mean, the attack attack side of her ability is neutered. I mean, while you perform a primary attack, you may either spend one shield token to roll an additional attack die, or if you're not shielded, you may roll one pure attack die to recover a shield. Mm-hmm. And so you can only do this in the primary weapon. Mm-hmm. And the primary weapon value is 2.
Yep.
So in that way, if she gets up close and personal at range 1, it's still just functioning as a three dice attack. Mm-hmm. But you lose a shield doing it.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
At range 1, if you're going to lose shield, then you're going to be throwing 4 dice at range 1.
And a 3 attack ship throws 4 dice at range 1.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, true.
So it's no, she's gonna suck so hard. poor Miranda.
Yeah, but she deserves it.
I don't think so. I love her.
Yeah, I know you do. But she's gonna be cheaper. That's what she's gonna be.
I certainly hope so.
She's gonna be a lot cheaper.
Jesus. Yeah.
I think we have covered all the ships. Obviously, we haven't covered all the pilots, though, but I don't think we're going to do that.
Not this episode.
No, not all the pilots. But hey, we did get a new article today. Did you read that?
Yep,
the Slave One. And I get my beloved Crassus Trilix back. Oh, yes.
Yeah. And this monster is going to dominate.
Yeah, it's going to be a good ship. Wow. And yeah, Crassus. I need to talk about Crassus.
Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. It has the same ability as if I'm using a secondary weapon, I can reroll.
Yeah. And basically, Havilesic Cannon is the same-ish, except it flips all this, the crits down.
Wait, let me see. I'm gonna just read it.
Havilesic Cannon?
No. You. While you perform a special attack, you may reroll one attack die. So if I'm a special attack, it's Havilesic Cannon or something, probably. Mm-hmm. But it has more. It says you can perform a front special attack from your rear arc.
All right.
So I can have a laser from the front and the back.
Uh-huh.
I like it.
I think I'm going to have to convert to Imperials and fly the fire spray.
Yeah, but that's not an Imperial fire spray. We don't get an Imperial fire spray. That's a scum.
Ah, that's a scum fire spray.
Yeah.
Of course. I'd forgotten about that as well.
Yeah. I'm probably going to have to paint one in gold and silver, or yellow and gray or something, just for the Crassus.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Scum.
Yep. We got something. We got more cool stuff out of that.
So we're talking about the fire spray.
Yep.
And the concussion missiles look nice.
Oh yeah, they do.
They have 3 charges, and you spend 1 charge to fire. Mm-hmm. With you have to have a target lock. Mm-hmm. And if it hits, each ship at range 1-0 of the defender exposes one of its damage cards.
Yep.
So that's, you start critting.
It's wow.
Yeah, but this is interesting because it's only good against formation flying, and it's only good if the other ships actually have damage cards. Yeah. So you have to leave that until mid game or something like that.
Yeah.
That's very nice.
Yep. Okay. And we have a new pilot, Koska Frost.
Yeah, she's Russian.
Koska.
Koska.
Koska, yeah. Sorry about that.
And her special ability is while you defend or perform an attack, if the enemy ship is stressed, you may re-roll one dice.
Okay.
Otherwise the same.
While you defend or perform an attack, if the enemy ship is stressed. Will she have any, you know, any tactic to stress a ship, other than just pairing her with, a sauce or something?
Maybe. It might, you might get a crew that can stress, or some other ship that can stress, but what this pilot ability helps with, it's ships with linked actions and aces and stuff, so it's better against aces.
Oh yeah, that's true.
And when you, after the initial engagement, she has the rear arc, and she can start shooting the... The ships that are T-rolling, K-turning, and T-rolling, slooping.
Yeah.
So that's nice.
That's nice, okay. Boba Fett crew.
Yeah. That's silly card, but it's nice.
Yeah. It's silly, yeah, definitely. But yeah. Start in reserve. It's in the setup phase. At the start of setup, place yourself at range zero of an obstacle.
At the end of setup.
Yeah, did I say start? Sorry.
Yeah.
At the end of setup, place yourself at the range zero of an obstacle and beyond range three of an enemy ship. It's kind of like old
New Hound. Yeah, but you have to be on an on a obstacle.
No, just touching. Just touching. You don't have to be on it. Range zero.
Is it just touching?
Yeah, I think so.
I mean,
if you bump a ship, you're at range zero of that ship.
Yeah.
You're not on it.
You can never bump an asteroid.
No, I know that, but...
Yeah. Just touching it. But if you touch an asteroid, don't you take damage?
No.
Then you're not touching it.
Okay.
That's the first card they have to put in the pack. And then also in the pack we have the heavy laser cannon, which works the same, range 2 and 3, only in the bullseye arc though.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Attack value 4, and all of the crits go to a hit, even after rerolls. Uh-huh. So they changed that.
Yep.
Boba Fett has the reroll thingy for every enemy at range 0 to 1. And the Imon Azaman is unchanged. Can use the 3 templates, the 3 hearts and 3 forward, to drop bombs or devices. So it's unchanged. The Andrasta title adds bomb slot.
Yep.
And the Marauder title, we covered that, didn't we? Wait, Marauder. While you perform a primary back arc attack, you may re-roll on attack die. Add a what slot? Is that the new icon for the device?
It might be. Yeah. It's a device. Probably. No.
Yeah.
Let me see.
What the hell is that?
Let me see. I'm gonna open it up and cross my fingers. It's a gunner slot.
Gunner slot.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
It's a small gunner slot.
Okay.
You can see it as a Han. Han Gunner. It has the same photo.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
And yeah. Okay. So you add a gunner slot, and you get a reroll off the back, mm-hmm. and then you have a veteran tailed gunner, which only works if you have a back arc. Mm-hmm. That's one of the prerequisite for adding the veteran tailed gunner, mm-hmm. and that gunner does if you perform a primary. Forward arc attack, you may perform a bonus primary back arc attack. Mm-hmm. So, I wonder if the arc has a gunner slot.
It might be.
Yeah.
It might have.
It currently has the Astromech and the crew, but mm-hmm. we'll see.
Yep.
And then we have the Lone Wolf EPT. That is, while you defend or perform an attack, if there are no other friendly ships at range 0-2-2, you may spend one energy to reroll one of your dice. And it has one energy, so you can do it once per turn.
Yep.
And it regenerates.
Yeah. So a slight nerf to the Lone Wolf.
Yeah. Can only do it once per turn.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So that's it for the fire spray. And
yeah.
the fire spray has, of course, the medium base now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, by the way, talking about the medium base, we got the Sauce Renegade now.
Yeah.
And the TIE Reaper. The medium base, it's not really 1.5 of the small base.
It kind of is, though.
Yeah, but it's like 1.59 or something, 1.6. If you measure it together.
Yeah.
Yep, not 1.5. At least in my every measurement I have done, it's not 1.5. I measure it together. I have used a measure to measure it. I don't know what it's called in English. Like those. You should know. You work at it.
Okay. I just Googled the images Zach Matthews posted.
Mm.
And the... the small base is 1.6.
Yep.
The medium base is 2.4. And the big base is 3.18. So it's almost.
Yeah, it's almost. I know. But not completely the same.
Well, it's for me. It's within margin. I don't think there'll be a really, what do you say, a great impact on flying swarms, or you know, it'll not be a big problem with trying to formation fly with different sizes of ships.
Well, still, I tried it with a small base and a large base, and it's full bar. Really, it's really, really tough, and it messes everything up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just think you'll get just a little bit getting used to, and you'll be fine with it.
Maybe. Yeah, of course. It needs practice.
Yep.
It needs practice. Hmm. But swarm flying with a few of those... medium bases, it doesn't work like a small base. That's for sure.
Sure.
They will be bumping each other, so you've got to leave more space between them. Yeah.
Yeah, you can set them up in the setup phase in the swarm that you want. You have to, you know, fly him into the formation that you want.
Yep. Okay. Should we call it a day? We have passed an hour. We're almost 1.5 hour.
Yep.
I don't think anyone wants to listen to 2.5 hour show anymore.
Well, yeah. But what's your initial thoughts on the new stuff?
Oh, the new stuff. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Let's talk a little bit about that. I've not flown the X-wings, but I've flown against it. I was against you.
Yep.
But I have flown the Reaper, and the Reaper is really good.
Yeah, it is.
It is really, really good.
Yeah.
I flew Major Verimal.
Yeah.
I made a 100-point Soon tier list.
Yeah.
So it was a standard Soon tier and Major Verimal with VI and what was it called, that thing? That lets you try to roll the target lock off you with.
All right. I know what you mean.
Yeah.
If when you get a target lock, you can throw an evade die. Mm-hmm. If you get an evade, you can discard the red target lock.
I had Krennic on Vermal.
Yeah.
Which I put on Soontir, of course.
Of course.
And then I had Captain Yor with Palpatine.
Yeah.
But obviously, Captain Yor doesn't work. It doesn't really synergize with Soontir.
Not that much.
Not that much, but still, there were a few rounds that I could use his ability.
Yeah.
Either on Soontir or on Vermal.
Mm-hmm.
I K-turned with Soontir and managed to, you know, boost and take a focus. No, evade.
So instead of just getting the stress from the K-turn and the focus that it comes with it, you managed to do your actions.
Yeah.
Do the Soontir things. And by the way, the upgrade you were thinking about, it's multi-spectral camouflage.
Yeah, camouflage, yeah. I never used that.
No. Oh, really? Not against me, at least. I always focus.
No. In the whole tournament. We had a small little tournament.
Yeah.
And I never got a target lock on me. The whole tournament.
Oh, maybe it's working then.
Yeah, okay. It's maybe, yeah, that's true. I would have used the other thing, you know, for the jam action.
Yeah.
But that's 2 points. I didn't have 2 points.
Ah, I see.
Yeah.
Should have just downgraded the shuttle.
But you know, the Soontir with Palpatine and Krennic with that shield, I only lost a single shield the whole tournament. And
that was off an asteroid.
That was off an asteroid. No, a debris, yeah. I rolled a crit there.
Yeah. Fucker.
So Soontir lived the whole tournament.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Oh! And we were looking at the pivot wing closed before, which does the 90 or 180 degree turn after you do a stop maneuver.
Yeah.
The open part of it is before you activate, you may flip this card.
Oh, okay.
That's the only thing. So.
Okay. Wow. So, it just yells. Yeah, I'm gonna turn around that.
Yeah.
Turn.
But it's before you activate. It, you know? Mm-hmm. But when you yeah. But you flip it, activate, flip it, and then do your thing. I mean, it's not really any telegraphing anything because you do it
right before
you move.
Oh yeah, of course.
So.
So yeah, but you flew the X-wings.
I flew the X-wing. Yes, I really liked putting five. Rookie pilots on the board.
Yeah.
They all had flight assist, the astromech. They all had the renegade refit, which makes them 2 points cheaper.
Yeah.
And the ass foils upgrade and the integrated astromech.
Mm-hmm.
So really vanilla, really generic, but that's five ships with three red dice, and they are really maneuverable.
And it suits your style.
Oh yeah.
Of flight.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It really does. It really does.
And that was
the only game I lost. That was against you.
Yeah.
And yeah, man, that was a tough game.
It was. It was a tough game. Yeah. I still have nightmares from that one round, though. Yeah. Where every dice roll just went your way, and you one rounded an X-wing from natty rolls or almost.
Yep.
Yeah. And one thing about the S-foils with the generics, I never flipped the S-foils.
No, you don't have to.
No. I mean, I didn't need the two bank greens.
No.
And I didn't need the boost action because I had the flight assist. Mm-hmm. So they were just in attack formation the whole games, all games in the tournament.
Yeah. And yeah, it works really well.
Yeah, I think the other side of the card, the S-Walls card, is gives you more value if you're not using the flight assist, I think.
No, yeah, definitely. But then again, this list, both of those lists, it was a small tournament that you had to bring something new from the you know, those two packs. So
yeah.
People weren't flying the NPEs out there.
No. People aren't really flying the NPEs.
No, I think those days people are just trying to have fun.
Yeah. Nobody's gearing up for any major tournament or...
No, but we are waiting for the announcement of the Store Championship here.
Yeah, yeah. That is one of the major tournaments in Iceland, if you believe.
Yeah, one of two of them.
Yeah.
We have one store and one regional. Thank you.
Yep. So. Yeah, we are. Yeah. That is.
But I don't know.
The reality of Iceland.
I don't know how much I'm going to practice for a store championship.
Oh, no, for sure not. I'm just going to try to build a nice list. I'm probably going to include Kulby Sperato into the store championship list.
Okay.
Does not
ring a bell.
No, it's a new X-wing pilot. It's a special ability. It's a PS7,
okay.
And it says after you boost a barrel, you can flip the S-foils upgrade.
Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah. Oh yeah. I remember
that. So basically, I'm gonna start, and I'm gonna probably kit it with BB-8, which means I always flip the card to closed S-foils. That means the twos are green, and BB-8 off the green twos or one or whatever, and then after I do a barrel. From BB-8, I can turn it back down.
Okay, cool.
So it'll BB-8 off of green twos maybe, and I'll still be in attack formation.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah, I mean it's something. I like the synergy there.
Yeah.
Although when I flip it back down, I can't do a barrel action from the S-foils, from the action bar, because I already BB-8.
Yeah.
And the boost is from in the defensive side of the S-foils. So.
Yeah.
But yeah. In any case, it has an EPT, and I'm probably gonna put intensity there. So off the barrel, it gets an evade or a focus, depending on where she's at. And
it's then like the dancing pole.
Dancing pole, yeah. Yeah, or even a five action or a thing.
Yeah.
It's in that. But that build actually comes up to 27 points, I think.
So yeah, that's That's cheap.
That's really cheap for a really fun yeah. next wing.
I think I might actually bring my 100 points soon to you.
yeah. Maybe fiddle around with points.
It flies really, really badly together.
yeah.
And it doesn't really synergize that well, but wow, it was fun to fly.
and change the your to Omnicrom and put the extra points somewhere else.
Yeah, I might do that, but your is still so good.
Yeah, but like you said, it doesn't really synergize with that.
Not
well.
The soon tier, no.
You can put the other expansion, other upgrade on the. Whatchamacallit.
Either that, or I might just fly, Whisper with Krennic and Sensor Jammer.
Yeah.
And some filler with it, just some bomb.
Yeah.
Just to fly it around and hopefully get the Whisper to the end game.
yeah. Too bad you can't put Krennic and Base Malbus together. Just flicking off shields all left and right.
I wouldn't want to. Yeah,
base. But yeah, the funner gunner.
Now what did base do?
He does. It's a gunner, but you have to shoot a different ship.
Oh yeah, of course.
So you strip a shield, not hitting, and then you shoot another ship and strip another shield.
Oh yeah,
but
yeah, that Krennic ability that worked so good with Suntir.
Yeah.
Oh wow. Suntir usually hits like a wet noodle.
Yeah, but this way he's you've flown Suntir really well and with the very predictive way the Suntir flies with two hearts and. Mm-hmm. Stuff like that. You're really spreading out the shooting, so it works well together. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
Although putting optimized prototype on like quick draw, who can shoot out the front and then the back.
Yeah, but you know you can't put it on quick draw because quick draw is first order only. Optimized prototype is the Empire only.
No, otherwise, but you can put Krennic on.
Yeah, but you can't put optimized prototype on anything else than Empire, Galactic Empire.
Ah, okay. So
otherwise, everyone would put optimized prototype on quick draw.
Yeah.
Gain an extra shield. Yeah, why not?
Thank you. extra shot. Yeah.
take a shield upgrade as well. Why not?
Yeah. And strip all the shields all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be nasty. That is correct.
Yeah. Okay.
Any other thoughts?
No. I just want to say I really like those new packs. Both of them seem to, do something good. So do something good with the meta today. Leave 1.0 in. They're probably going to do one final FAQ or something on 1.0. I hope so.
Because there will be probably tournaments where people that still play 1.0. They're going to have
That's the one final FAQ I'm going to print out and just keep in the bag with my 1.0 stuff.
Yeah, sure.
Just in case the game dies at one point and the app goes away, then I can still play 1.0.
yeah.
With the FAQ available.
Right.
So, yeah, I like those new packs.
Me too.
I haven't tried the 2.0 stuff. I haven't really flown any 2.0.
No, me
nothing.
Neither.
No. I've only put the medium base on the table. Just to fly it around a little bit.
Yeah. I thoroughly enjoyed those new packs as well. Mm-hmm. It's funny to me that the U-Wing and the X-Wing, the cheapest generics, are interchangeable with 20 points each.
Yeah.
So you can actually fly five medium big base U-Wings.
Yeah.
Which is bonkers. Would probably be a devastating list if 2.0 wasn't around the corner.
Yeah, it might be. It takes a lot of board space. A lot of board space.
And it takes a lot of shooting to get down.
Yeah.
Oh, great. You have pointed a U-Wing. You get 10 points. Congrats. Yeah. And it's still 15 red dice.
Yeah, it is.
In final salvo.
Yeah, it is.
It's just, yeah. It would just be, you know... for torp boats, for jump masters nuts.
It'll... Yeah, but the dial and the upgrade, and the action bar on the jump master is better, way better.
Oh sure, but you, with an extra ship, I think it's fine.
Of course, yeah. Okay, should we call it a day?
Sure.
Yeah. Unless there's something else you want to talk about.
No. I mean, we're cutting it, so let's just leave it as is. Yeah.
Yeah. I think so. Okay. I think we should just say goodbye now.
Yeah. Okay. Since nothing's really happening on a competitive scene, I don't think
nothing.
Milk that anymore.
So. Obviously, there have been, I think, two system opens or something.
Oh yeah.
Lately.
And the European Championship, but that's so far away. Ben Lee won.
We talked about the European Championship last time.
Oh.
Step in.
Oh, that's right.
That's right. Yeah.
That's right.
But system opens, I don't care.
No, nobody cares about anything competitive. It's everybody just waiting for a second edition.
that's the thing. I'm just waiting.
Yeah. Which actually makes for a nice relaxed environment to play in. Because nobody's competitive in that sense.
Nobody's competitive, but still fewer people are showing up as well on league nights and our, you know.
Yeah, but our store. That has always been the case in summertime in Iceland. So.
Yeah, okay, that's true. Summertime has always been a little bit slow.
Yeah. So anyway, let's wrap this up.
Yep, okay. Okay, I'm just going to say goodbye.
Goodbye and Eya Fjatla Jurgut.
Should we stop saying it? I think it's
it's dated. We're gonna have dated. Different volcano for second edition then.
Wait. Who?
Yeah. For any of you guys that got that, it'll be our private joke.
Yeah. Okay, goodbye.
Goodbye.